Hello, welcome to Shield Up, your Patreon exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gav Murphy, and today I'm joined by Daniel Krupa.
Hello.
And Rory Powers.
Shrimp! I couldn't think of a real sentence.
I was looking at the cogs working in your head then. You're like, just
bollocks.
Fear.
I need to start preparing some of these.
Yeah.
Have like a madman's diary where if you come into my house, they're all like scribbled on the walls.
He loves catchphrase. He loves like popular entertainment.
Yeah. I almost think it's funnier that you don't. That you just put on the thing.
Splurts out. Shrimp has got to be a new low.
It's not worth the investment of time. Like, I think the ones you do in is fine. I don't think you should like invest a moleskin in it.
Okay. You're saying it's good as it is right
good.
Now.
Don't mess with the program.
Although a moleskin full of catchphrases, that does sound great.
Yeah, but it would be actually a moleskin.
Written in mole's blood.
That's a good one there. Moleskin of catchphrases. That's almost one in itself.
Actually, I will get you the notebook.
The book, yeah.
I'll get you I love it when I find like an old notebook and then you look through it and you're just like trying to decipher like what I was thinking that day.
Yeah.
it's like the Zodiac.
Yeah.
I've moved on now. Well, what's the opposite of progress? Regress?
Yes.
I've regressed back in time to now I have a physical diary, like a book.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a planner slash diary type of thing where you can just write all your to-do lists and it's very structured on the pages.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And it's really fun because I've done it now for 2 years. And now and again, when I'm bored, I'll like open up my book from last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's a nice little reminder. You can like see the chaos of a week.
Yeah.
And you can see how stressed you were and you're like scribbling stuff out. And now you're just like,
is that not meant to help like avoid that?
In a way.
Right. You're just transcribing chaos.
It documents the chaos.
Rather than use it to give structure. It's like,
yes. Yeah. But then it's nice because you're like, I don't even remember half this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And when I'm stressed next week, that won't matter in a year either.
That is a good thing to remember. Is like if you're stressed about something in there, you don't even remember that. So don't worry about it.
And also the cool thing is, because I used to just keep all my to-do lists like on my phone.
Yeah.
And then once you've done them, you just delete the stuff.
Mm.
But then it's hard to mentally keep track of how much you've accomplished.
True.
Whereas when it's written down or crossed out or something, you're like, look how much stuff I've done today.
Yeah. I think so, like the actual physical act of writing scrubbing something off is pretty
get a physical planner, guys. That's my bit of advice for this week.
All my ones, because a lot of them were when I used to do junkets and stuff. So what it will be is all my questions, this is how I remember stuff. Cause I didn't just like taking books in with me. So the way that I remember stuff is like write out the full question. Write out the full question again, then write it out just in words. So there's like every question then is summed up in one word.
Oh.
So that's how my memory works for it. So then if you got hold of that notebook,
right,
it would be like questions to Ben Affleck and Anna Kendrick for the film The Accountant. And it's like 5 or 6 questions written out on one page, then the same thing written on the next page, and then the one after that is just words.
Cipher.
It would look like you're trying to activate them like a sleeper cell. It's like Foxtrot, Rust, Homecoming.
I always think that would be absolutely bonkers. When I worked in sports, there was a guy who we used to work with, and he was okay, but he used to come in and say an idea out loud, like to all of us. He'd be like, guys, and he'd just say it, and it'd be like, it wasn't to do with the show, it was just to do with an idea that he just had to make something, and he used to do it all the time, but then he used to write it down, so then, and then one day he
You're working with Doc Brown, is this?
Yeah, basically, but then one day he left his notebook, and like we found it, we were just fucking idiot kids, and we were just going through, and we were just like, should we report this guy?
Was it probably not stuff?
Well, it was just like, it's just like proper, just consciousness, just like,
the
kind of stuff that like, you wake up in the middle of the night, you write in your phone, you're like, oh, that's a great idea. Then you look at it the next day and you're just like, get Beatrice on the phone. Like, and you're just like, that's not good.
I do that all the time.
But it was like that, but it was a full notebook of that.
My version of that is anytime we're out boozing, I always write stuff in my notes. And like the next morning I'm looking at it and it's like deciphering the codes from someone who has lost their mind. It's a challenge for sure. Sometimes it's just McDonald's. Yeah. The word McDonald's.
Must get lots of McDonald's.
Yeah, quite a few of those.
Get it.
Sometimes Burger King.
McDonald's
as well,
dot dot dot. Get it.
It's good.
But you're going to Poland tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I am going to Poland tomorrow.
You sure?
I think so.
Is that
I
literally. The
so it's for a friend's wedding, and I feel really bad. I've been quite busy, so I've had to be quite absent from the planning and the pre-journey chat that everyone's having. You know what it's like when you're going on a stag and there's WhatsApp groups and people are talking about it, all the plans when they get there and stuff. So yesterday I was just doing a bit of a catch up and I was like, okay, I need to figure out what time my flight is. So I Googled the name of the airline and got like the last 3 months worth of emails from this airline.
Right.
And all these emails started coming in that was like, your flight has been canceled. Your flight has been moved. Your flight has been delayed. Your flight has been rescheduled. And I was like, I just messaged my friend and I was like, have we been sorting this like while I've been basically gone? And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
Crazy. But yeah, I'm going to Poland.
Whereabouts?
I don't know, Daniel.
Okay.
I'm going to
Poland.
I can never pronounce it right.
Warsaw.
Warsaw first. Yeah. And then from Warsaw to an even smaller place beginning with W.
Wrocław.
Maybe, yeah.
That's not how you say it as well. I think it's
rock on.
It's pronounced very differently to that.
But essentially going to a Polish castle somewhere hidden in the forest where we're going to just gonna be boozing and celebrating love for 3 days, 4 days. So, yeah.
Sounds like an orgy.
It does, doesn't it? Like some sort like of like vampire orgy. Sex party, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm into it.
If I got an email through saying, do you want to come to a vampire sex party? I couldn't.
It's just a cool bunch of words, isn't it?
Celebrating love.
Vampire sex party burger gun. You know, just a lot of
back in the notes
sexy
again.
Things.
Yeah.
That could be a notes.
I do it for film.
Vampire sex party.
Well, I was telling you about the other day. I just went to Prague. And because I was searching loads of stuff for Prague, on my Instagram just came up recommended. Prague's best and original beer spa. And I was like, yep, I'll just book that now. Thank you. And it's basically like you go in and it's like two baths, like the Geralt baths in The Witcher. We've got pictures of me and Clara doing like the Geralt like pose.
Feet up. Yeah, that's cool.
And you just go and you see, apparently beer is really good for your skin. And
what kind of beer was it?
I guess, I mean, Staropramen was on the, because on the tap, so as part of what you pay, you also get like unlimited beer for the hour as well.
Yeah.
Which like, if you were an
but
asshole.
But not just like drinking your own bath water.
No. It comes from a tap. It comes from a tap. But it, I guess so. It must be a similar one, right? I don't know.
I don't know why I assumed in the bath it would be some sort of a different type of beer, like a medicinal health related beer, not just like Bud Light.
So
or something.
It's weird because it says beer spa, but actually what it is they mix the beer there. Do you know what I mean? So they've got all the ingredients for beer and it's in like powder form and it's got hot water and then they mix it all into the bath and then the bubbles mix it all around.
Oh, because so. I was like, that's an expensive bath if you're filling an entire bathtub with beer.
Yeah.
But that makes a lot more sense.
But apparently it's really good for your skin.
Was it bubbly?
Like, it was really bubbly. They switch on the bubbles as well. And then it's like, it's just hot and bubbly. It's kind of weird.
Bubbly is in fizzy bubbles.
No, as in like there's like jets and they're making it.
Right.
Like,
oh.
It's not carbonated.
No, it's not carbonated.
Right. Okay.
No,
that's what I thought it was.
I knew that's what you thought.
Yeah.
No, it would be very tingly.
That's, yeah.
No, it's not carbonated.
It's like, have you guys ever used a bath bomb before?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. You know, because when you think about it, like I just assumed it maybe like smelt nice or made the water like change color. Some of those things do some pretty wild stuff. Yeah. Let me tell you. I wouldn't want to say on the podcast. It's classified information.
But it was funny because when we went in.
It rhymes with smalls.
The lady when we went, oh, this is a private room, so you can you don't have to wear a bathing suit. So I was like, oh, cool. So we were just, but it was kind of strange how like instantly we just believed her, and I'm sure it is fine, but we instantly both got naked. We were kind of just walking around naked, and then we were like,
right, this way to your room.
You were like, yeah. Because I was like, does she mean, can I, because there was a little shower outside. I was like, can I go to the shower naked? So I was like, okay. I'm doing it. So I just ran out and I was like, I really hope this lady just doesn't see me naked now.
What comes out of the shower?
Yeah, just water. But the weird thing is, like, you get out
Diet Coke. That'd be amazing.
You get out and you're like
Nando's.
Yeah, You get out and you're
wash
like,
my balls in Fanta.
You get out and you're like, oh, I really feel like a shower now. But they're like, oh, you shouldn't have a shower for up to 2 hours.
Surely
after.
You're sticky.
It doesn't smell. It's not like beer, basically.
So like, sorry, the bath water is like a powder that's mixed with water.
It's not brewed beer. So right. It's basically all the ingredients that would go into making beer.
They turn it into like a powder.
And it's like three different powders. Okay. Yeah, they put it.
So like bath salts, but almost like
kind of, like, yeah. But it, like those are the things that you would put into beer to make beer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange, but I mean, it was really cool.
If you guys could have a bath in one liquid, what would you choose? Any liquid on earth? It's a tough question.
Just because I've heard so much about it in history for milk, like bathing in milk.
Like Cleopatra.
Like,
yeah, I was worried you're going to say like. Blood. I was like, that doesn't count.
Blood? Do like...
Blood of my enemies.
Yeah.
Blood of,
yeah, yeah. Specifically the enemies.
Yeah.
Might be a cliche one for me, but I might want to try...
Virgin's blood.
Monster energy drink. Just because I feel like some of that caffeine would soak into your body and maybe you'd like Wolverine bursting out of the tank.
It would be like to your point, you know, you found the bath bomb exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
To go into a carbonated drink, because that's like... That would be like hundreds of thousands of bubbles popping against your body.
Yeah, for like a good while too.
That'd be a really weird sensation.
Yeah.
Something carbonated like that would
fuck your eyes up.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, actually, that would be brutal.
I feel like if I get a tiny bit of Red Bull or something on me, it's on me for ages and I can't get it off. So I feel like if you got a whole bath in Monster.
Maybe just like carbonated water.
Yeah, fizzy water. That'd be quite good. Yeah. What about something like custard? That middle ground.
Just for comedy.
Yeah.
Just for you, it's like comic relief territory now.
It is a little bit.
Like, we're not far of the bath of beans.
Either. Yeah.
Or coffee. I feel like coffee could have some rejuvenating properties
maybe.
To it.
Because caffeine is used in skin products.
Yeah, yeah, you can get like caffeine shampoo, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if they want to branch out to other liquids, get in touch. We've got some ideas.
Get in touch.
It's big yogurt.
Yogurt.
But like a very firm yogurt. Oh. So I could jump in it and I slowly, like a fromage fray.
I want it to be yogurt, but I want a smaller bathtub with like a crunchy corner.
Yeah.
Well, what? I'll put you in the side and tip you in. Yeah. Rory corner.
With all the little vanilla chocolate balls. Yeah, pour me in.
Clara always finds it really funny. Like whenever we're out shopping, I'm like, oh, I need to get some shower gel. Like if you don't buy it online, essentially like the two flavors that men have for shower gels is either some kind of mint or... That blue, just that weird blue that
blue.
Smells the same.
Yeah.
And it's like cool original. But it's like, but then Clara's like, why didn't you just buy something else? Like I just get on Amazon or something and be like, oh, then I can actually pick the flavor. But in supermarkets.
The flavor.
In supermarkets.
Don't eat the gel.
Mint or blue. That's
it's,
it. That's all you
can have. It's properly bad, isn't
it? It's really bad.
I've done that before where I'm like, I've been on holiday and forgot to bring like my toiletries. So I'm like, I got to buy some stuff. Yeah, and it's like sport mint. Sport mint shower gel, 3-in-1. It can wash your balls, hair, and body. And it's like, no, it shouldn't be able to do all those
What's
things.
What's atomic?
I saw one yesterday. I saw one yesterday. It was 5-in-1, and then I was like,
"How many?"
It just said
five.
It's only afterwards. I was like, "What are the five?"
Yeah, hair,
face.
But face is body, isn't that?
No. I think they would count it as
body.
Hair, face, body.
Even that. What are the other two?
What are the other two?
Oh, is it maybe like shampoo and conditioner? So that's like two.
That's hair, isn't it?
So take away hair, add shampoo, conditioner. That's four.
Okay, so shampoo, conditioner, body gel. Maybe it's moisturizer.
These are like things it can do.
Face wash, body wash.
Maybe it's exfoliating. These are all things that just any body wash should do.
It's got hard bits in, exfoliating, say that.
5-in-1.
Bubble soap.
Yeah.
Nice.
I only thought of it on the way home, but it was like, that was one that was like, with caffeine, and it was, but it was like bright orange. I was like, I'm not fucking touching that.
Yeah, that sounds nasty. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
We got a really lovely message said, and we haven't put this link up yet, so I wanted to put it in. Said, I saw recently on Gav's Twitter that someone had made an RKG Dream Phone. What's the craziest thing a fan has made relating to RKG/PTT? Has there been a Finchy tattoo yet? So the Dream Phone is by this absolute legend called Alex. So because we've referenced it, I think we've referenced it a few times in different shows.
Dreamphone, yeah. Years,
even though I 100% have never played it. All of my information about Dreamphone comes from that one episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, and adverts, old TV adverts. Yeah. I remember watching those.
But yeah, you can go to FinchyDreamDial.app, A-P-P, and we'll put a link in the Patreon post as well. But yeah, someone's, because I tweeted about it, and then I retweeted it this morning then from the RKG account. People have been playing it.
Yeah, that's like, amazing.
It gives you like a little result to how many times you got, how many guesses it took you to get your dream date.
Wow.
We should definitely do like a stream or video of that at some point.
So was the point of that game, you pick your favorite boy or girl, and then you try and it...
You're trying to figure out. It's a deduction game.
Yeah, it's like Cluedo, essentially.
Who is chatting you up, who has a crush on you.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was maybe like you answer the questions or something, and then it's like gives you, this is what your dream boy... Yeah, like a perfect match sort of thing.
The inversion of that.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't
it's
get to choose.
It's more of a game thing. It's not like a whistling thing. It's
right.
Like
yeah.
You deduce who's got. Who's, I guess, trying to chat you
that
up.
Makes sense because that would run boring very quick if you're like, yeah, I got
it's
Steve.
Personality test, yeah.
No, it's not like that.
Do you like kebabs? Yes, I do like Love kebabs. Them. Right, your match is
Mama Finchie. Yeah.
Which Harry Potter character are you?
That's basically a BuzzFeed quiz. Yeah.
I think that when you do it as well, it gives you something to tweet out. Because I got a tweet this morning that just said, I played Finchie's Dream Dialer and found my secret crush, Ramen, in 23 moves. Find your crush at Finchie's Dream Dialer.
Yes, that's amazing.
But it's really good. Like, oh, there's so much stuff in it. Like, he's obviously, like, he's put a load of effort into it, man. Then Discord as well. I think they've done a video on how to play it, which is essentially like...
Let's play.
That's such a cool idea.
It's really
good. I love
good.
This. I love we got an app. Also, it reminds me of, shout out to Daniel Krupa, when we had the Finchie Instagram filter.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Which Finchie are you? And it like rattled through all the Finchies.
Yeah.
So much fun. And it's like such a cool idea seeing that stuff brought to life.
Put Mama in it.
Yeah.
There's no Mama in it or Sakura.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sakura or Finchie.
Because I think... Because I never played.
It has to be submitted to Facebook for approval.
That's crazy. What are they? Who's looking at that and being like,
no
I'm
one
sure
probably.
It's fine.
Just, there's some of the stuff I've seen gone through with that. Like,
they're probably just like, none of it's racist and I don't see a swastika. Fine, stick it up.
I don't think it's getting to that point.
No, so it doesn't get front page.
Yeah. because you have to, I think it is kind of like Cluedo in the sense of like everyone's got their own items and there's different rooms as well. The different locations on Finchie's Dream Dialer: RKG Studios, Finchie Fest, which is like a big club, Firelink Shrine, Boss Arena, and a park bench.
Good Lord.
Features characters such as Dinner Lady, Kenneth, Jelly Bean, and the Guardian Ape.
Wow. Beanie.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, someone said, has there been a Finchie tattoo yet? I can't remember, but I think there's been four. I think there's been four RKG/PTT related tattoos. But you met someone the other day, right?
Yeah, Jess.
Yeah, Jess. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. She was in London to see a live show, and her and Mike were both there. Mm. And Mike had just gotten a Bloodborne tattoo, I think it was. But Jess had just got a Bloodborne tattoo, and it was of a little Michael.
Yeah.
And it even said below it, Michael on the tattoo. It was insane. Because
really
I
good.
Had seen it, I think she just had it done quite recently, so it was still in the protective foil. Mm. But we got tweeted a picture of it now, right?
Yeah,
it looks
good.
Amazing.
The colors on it.
I'll stick it in the things I've already put in the shell of the story as well. But yeah, I think I went through all of my Twitter advanced search and stuff like that for like, I think there's been four. So I know Stephen Heppel got a chapstick tattoo with a little banner on it says prepare to try.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Cowell has got like quite a big one on the back of his leg that is like a bonfire with prepare to try on it.
That's right.
And then there's a guy in the Discord who's got a bunch of tattoos, Crowy Strong. And I think he's had a few, but most recently he got a pickaxe.
Love. Oh, yeah, I saw this one.
Which is really, that's a really good idea.
I swear I've seen some in the Facebook group. We're definitely missing like a few of them.
Yeah, but if you have got...
There's a lady in America that's got a Froggy Finchie face on her leg.
Has she?
Really?
Yeah, I think she's called... It's called like McLaughlin. Like her sister-in-law has a dog called Finchie.
Yes.
And she's got like a black and white... Froggy Finchy, like quite a big one on her leg.
I can't remember that.
It's really good. It's really detailed. I mean, if you're gonna go real big, get Finchy on you.
If you've got one, then make sure you send it into bit.ly/shield.capital S capital U, because we should have like a big document of all these.
Do you remember the person who, it was either a birthday, Halloween or Comic-Con, the person that went as Finchy?
Yeah.
Like to a party and had
Ben,
like...
Ben in Boston?
Yeah.
He went to Comic-Con, didn't he?
That was Comic-Con. Yeah, we've got the thing. Yeah,
he sent it to us.
Yeah. That's where that mask came from.
Yeah.
Dude, I completely forgot. We've had that thing for so long.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a proper like PTT artifact.
Yeah.
Ben Symes.
Yay. Yeah. That's amazing.
I just went and got the mask. It says inside to Gav Krupa and Powers May You Never Worn a Bit, Be At A Loss For Chapstick, Ben Symes, Boston, USA.
That's fucking incredible. And the mask is genuinely so well put together.
Yeah.
It's an actual Finchy mask.
It's very good.
It's slightly metallic paint. So you like
shimmers. Really captured the shimmer of his oily skin.
I do really like the idea of lots of people getting similar tattoos. I think Michael would be really funny. Just getting the word Michael on you somewhere.
Yeah. Michael's a great shout.
Pickaxe is really good as well.
Just a little slug.
Yeah.
Up the pint glass, you know.
I really want to get a pickaxe tattoo. Once I saw someone in the Discord getting that, I was like, that's such a good idea. Also, my grandfather who died, unfortunately, like quite recently, his name is Michael, so I'd be like, all my family would be like, oh, did you get it for Pat? And be like, no, it's
yeah.
What's that little worm thing
beside him?
He liked pickaxes. He's a grafter man.
Work ethic.
Yeah,
I loved it when we did the last Finchy Fest, when we printed out all the posh Finchy masks.
Yeah.
And had everyone in the audience put on the posh Finchy mask, and it looked like a big cult meeting. It was fantastic.
That was really good.
Shut up, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That feels like two and a half.
That feels like it was not long ago.
Oh my God.
That's a lot, isn't it? This is really nice. It says, hey boys, a quick update on how I am getting on working through your chronology. I've just started Bloodborne, which I'm very excited for, as my favorite From Software game, and I'm lapping up every bit of lore Krupa has to share because I realize I played through the game and have missed at least half of what he highlighted. Rezzy was so funny, so I'm looking forward to diving into some spookies when the time comes. Of course, Dark Souls outstanding. It was great seeing your dynamic change over time, from mere co-workers to best friends. Plus, I do that Leo DiCaprio point to the TV every time I hear a phrase or long-running joke for the first time, like shield up, wanking lamp whilst writing this, etc. I'm honestly baffled it took me so long to start watching. It honestly like having lived your life eating Sunday roast, but never eating the Yorkshire pudding or roasties. A complete cock-up on my part. I'm so thrilled there now are 3 years of content to watch, plus many more to come. All the best. P.S. I am finally wanking while writing this.
Wow.
How nice is that?
I actually forgot where the wanking while writing this came from, but that was Resident Evil, wasn't it?
Reading the letters in it.
Oh my God, that's insane. Yeah, when we played the first one back. Yeah.
P.S. I'm wanking while writing this. I think we've managed to bring it into every Resi, but not overdo it. In the resin shows.
No. One a season.
Dude, someone posted clips from that first Resident Evil playthrough, and I was like, I could watch that entire thing back right now. Because I remember at the time it was such a weird one for us to do. Like, we hadn't done Resi games before. You were leading us instead of Dan. And like, there were so many bits where it was like, none of us knew what the fuck we were supposed to do. Where it's like moving dog statues and shit.
We're trying to find a fuse or a canister.
Yeah. There was a few bits where it's just like a pure chaos.
Yeah.
And like, I swear it was like the lead up to Christmas. There's all this booze involved. And it's such a chaotic series.
We've got another message here about Rezzy actually. It says, hey boy, just finished rewatching your Resident Evil 8 series. And I have to say, it is my favorite series you have done. I've always seen Resident Evil as your second son in a way after From Software Games. So looking forward to watching you slugs tackle the Resi 4 remake. Thanks for everything. Being a fan since the first season of PTT.
Yeah.
It's good, man. Like, I sent it to someone recently, a friend of mine, who was like, I want to start watching more stuff. Like, what's it look like? He's just finished. He's just finished playing Elden Ring. So he was like, "Oh, which one are you?" He's like, "I've just watched the Hitman show, the newest one.
Yeah.
What should I watch next? Like, should I watch a From one?" And he was like, "To be fair, he's like, I kind of want to break from From stuff at the minute." And I was like, "It is good because there's lots of stuff in there that you may have noticed." But he hasn't played. He's only played Bloodborne and Elden Ring. He's not played the other one. So I was like, maybe you don't want to watch those yet.
Yeah.
But I was like, because he likes Resi games. We liked Resi games when we were kids. I was like, try the Resi ones. And he watched Resi 8 and said, like, mate, this is so funny. Like, it's really good.
The one that always sticks in my mind was Resi 3. Mm. That weird little game that, like, it just starts off and it's so chaotic.
Yeah.
But, like, I just remember, because we played it on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah.
Remember being stuck in the bug maze and kept getting grabbed. And also when the dude just kept punching us and teleporting. So I was like, I haven't laughed that long.
It's literally running in circles.
Oh, it was like we made it retry, essentially, just boss fights.
Where's that?
So funny.
One of the funniest bits is in, I think it's like Resi 2, where we haven't saved for ages and we're in that car park. And then out of nowhere, he just comes and fucking decks
God, I forgot about that. We go back to the orphanage.
Yeah, and we're back ages.
Holy shit.
Properly ages.
God, I love those games.
Yeah. It's really odd because that, having to go back ages and repeat stuff is something that I really associate with Resi games. But they kind of done away with it in sort of 7 and 8, really.
Yeah.
Unless you play it on the really, really hard difficulty.
I guess because maybe the first, especially the first game, is like it's in that mansion where you are backtracking a lot and learning a lot. Even if you're not dying a lot.
Mm.
But maybe now we just die a lot, so we have to repeat everything.
But then maybe people are like, oh, this is actually shit. Right. But in my head, I was like, oh, that's just part of the game's going like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to go back and repeat that.
Yeah.
It's mad, like when you're a kid, you're like, oh, that's just what you do. Whereas now people probably wouldn't stand for that.
So right, it's boring. I've done this 3 times. Yeah. Oh, man.
There's something funny in that.
Like, there was a Resident Evil announcement or something quite recently. Mm. I think one of you guys or both of you texted me and you were like, don't watch
it. Oh, yeah. Croops told us not to watch it.
Yeah. So I still
think it spoiled something in the trailer, I think.
I have no idea. I didn't even watch the conference. So
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the DLC for 8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Zero idea of what that's going to be.
I'm pretty good. There was like DLC for 7. Yeah, I think we didn't.
It was like kind of more of those like the Sun's puzzle.
Yeah, but there's also like there's also like a Chris mission as well.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. Christian. Yeah, Christian. Yeah. I don't think it's as wild as the Resi 8 Chris mission. Where you're just a fucking tank.
Team America coming in. Yeah.
That is good though. That bit.
It's fun.
It's kind of like
laser tagging things.
Yes.
Out.
Oh man,
I loved 8. It was so good.
Yeah, it's really good, man.
Like, and 7, to be fair, they are knocking it out of the park.
Love it.
What do you think 9's gonna be like?
Well, this is
really good. I bet
this person had a question. Says, my question is, after finishing the Resi 8 series, I'm very curious as to where the story will go in Resident Evil 9. Do you boys have any predictions or things you'd like to see?
I bet they don't fucking know.
Yeah.
It's got to be something
something to do with his door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it ends with like his daughter, Ethan's daughter, being approached by that car.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
But then
I'm up for that.
There's that bit, there's that thing as well where people, there's like a figure in the who's walking on the road and people have zoomed in and apparently it is the model for Ethan as well.
That's also like, could just save time not thinking anyone. You know what I mean? Reusing that set?
I don't know. But then
the counter-argument is, if you want that, why use it? If you want to keep it, why not just like use a generic?
But then why have something there that you think people might be able to data mine? If you're like, you just make it something generic rather than make it Ethan's character model.
But then if you
model.
Made it something generic, and they data mine it anyway, people would be like, who's this new character? You know, they're going to find something there.
I think people speculate on anything. I see what you're pointing
out. Yeah, like, yeah.
But then also, like, if you know that's how people are going to find out, like, you've not. It's a weird way to, like, announce it. Because if you were banking on people finding it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Control of it. I just think if it wasn't Ethan, it would just be something else. Mm. Yeah. Like, there's no need to reuse that asset, is it really? Like, surely they can just make a new one. I don't know.
It's, somebody.
Like, it is funny. You should watch the video as well, because it is funny the people who, like, get in. Like, I don't know how that stuff is happening, but like, it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like, wasn't there something like that with Demon Souls where people were like getting into a locked door or like finding it?
This is the thing, yeah, that Cruz told us about in the, yeah. In the yeah, show. Yeah. Like the blue point to put in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. I love you that. You had to like,
your point, sorry.
No, just something similar that people had like, wasn't it in the original game or something? People had.
Oh, no, it's something they added into the new game and it's something that can be solved. Mm. You can right. get through the side of it, but people, before they could figure out the mechanism for unlocking it, they were clipping through using the in-game camera mode. So they could kind of peer that there was a real life space behind the door to get to. So yeah. It wasn't just a locked door.
Just a door, yeah.
But yeah, they didn't know how you could get into it at the time.
What was the other clipping thing as well that you were telling us about in the show? You were like, oh, people are naughty with the camera mode. And then
looking around corridors because you could see if something's like there's a skeleton looking at you or something, you could give yourself like an advantage.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
It's naughty, but
I should have used that more, to be fair.
Oh, we use the camera quite a lot anyway, so it slows, yeah, it slows you down. So, yeah. All right, this is Ming No Fear Play Man. It says, all right, I'm a man with a beard. I also have a brush for that beard, a nice brush with very stiff boar bristles. As well as brushing my beard, well, it has the added benefit of scratching the skin under my beard in a very satisfying way. Lads, I'll be honest. You're busy, so I'll skip to the end. I bought a second brush, exactly the same, to scratch my balls with. The second brush is only for this purpose and nothing else. Only ever when clean. Also, I don't have constantly itchy balls or anything. It just feels so nice as a little non-sexual treat now and then. Ming No Fear Play. Having a spare play.
Yeah, not hurting anyone else.
Yeah. I want to know what's the setup for any time he does this. Is he just sitting at home and he's like, I might use the ball comb for a second and just
probably his favorite show.
Does he go into the bathroom and do it, or does he just sit on the couch and do it? Like,
well, he's saying as well. He's like, I don't really have particularly scratchy, itchy balls either. I just have a go now and again. Maybe he's just like a little treat. He's like, oh, I'm going to have a little go with that, I think.
I think it's fair play. I think the reason it wouldn't be would have been if it was the same color.
Same brush.
But he knows it's to do that. So
it sounds like he's brushed it and he's gone, ooh, that's nice. I wonder what it would feel like on my balls. I better get another one just for my balls.
I bet he did it a couple of times with
you the think,
additional
yeah.
Yeah, before making the additional purchase.
How would he know? Mm. Yeah. Oh, he definitely went to town, I bet. Yeah. There is no second comb, well, guys. Is, wake up.
You could just you can migrate that to the ball comb and then you can be the beard comb.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's like a rotating circuit.
No, you can't keep rotating.
Rotate out of circulation. Yeah. Don't bring it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
I think that's absolutely. I don't. Yeah, as long as you're not. I mean,
scratching
your
balls is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a part of the human body. With a comb, sure.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's a brush. So I've got one of these brushes for my beard. It doesn't go anywhere near my balls, but.
You must be thinking now, though.
Yeah, now a little I'm thinking, bit, because it is nice.
Beard combs. What's the difference between them and regular combs?
Well, you can get different ones. So this is a brush as well. So it's like it's like a wood, and it's got bristles on it. Like, and they can be quite stiff or they can be quite soft. People like different things for their beards.
Oh, you're gonna go soft with the ball comb, yeah?
Or abrasive. He's like fucking wire wooling it.
With some BDSM shit. Yeah. He's like slamming like into raw. His nuts.
That's the only thing I'm thinking. I have two different beard brushes. One of them is really soft and it's nice and it's for when my beard is a bit shorter. One of them is quite firm and like it. You know, if you've got a bit of a tangled beard or something, like it gets rid of all the tangles. I couldn't imagine using that on my balls.
I'm imagining he's also nice got, way. Weirdly, I'm imagining he's got like a beard on his balls.
Yeah, like on the full, ball, yeah, on like each ball.
Beard, well. Like he's really thick down there. It's like, well, finally, just sorting this out.
Well, that's like this is where I'm like, is he like combing down there or is it like-
It's center parting.
I don't think he-
It's just the sensation.
I think it's
he's scratching his
on skin, yeah.
Got it.
Because I was going to say, if your balls are that hairy that you need a brush, you need to be doing something else.
That's like, what I'm thinking. I was like, you gotta.
That's not a nice experience for anybody going down there.
Do a bit of manscaping,
The brush is not helping you there. You need a bit more there.
It's gonna be a fair play for me. He's being hygienic at the very least. Best of luck to you. Maybe this is a product that could be marketed to the world. Who knows?
Like ball scratches, aren't they?
Not real ones, though.
Got to be.
I assume they were just like novelty, like lads gifts.
But maybe that people use them then. I bet there is.
Maybe
little scratches.
I've just a little Google.
What's it shaped like? A little hand on a stick, and you just
hand.
A lot of these are hands. Oh, there's one though. There's like a chicken claw.
What? Like a Jurassic Park little velociraptor finger.
Yeah, it's got a love heart on it as well.
Ew.
I think, to be fair, that is marketed as a back scratcher, but you could use it for your balls if you want.
Right.
So, but, you know, obviously don't.
It's like Captain Hook. You can have a different ending.
Oh, you loved it.
For the, yeah, just screw in different bits.
Yeah.
Egg beater if you want to mash up the...
A Mr. Jelly.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's one here that's called the Man Tool. Fucking 91 quid.
Did you ever watch Psychoville?
No.
It's like the sequel to League of Gentlemen. There's a family clown who does children's birthday parties called Mr. Jelly.
Oh boy.
And he has a hook on his hand and he goes to birthday parties and one of the attachments he puts on is a rusted comb and he's like, there's a scene where he's just like combing this girl's hair who's at a birthday party.
Oh, is this a horror?
Aspects of it.
Okay.
The Man Tool, men's personal grooming brush for scratching itchy balls relief. Ideal gift for men, birthdays, Father's Day, Christmas, Valentine's Day, weddings. Real men deserve to scratch. That's written in capital letters.
Of course it is.
Real men. Itchy balls relief? Men everywhere experience testicle ball itch and discomfort every day.
Go see a doctor.
It's probably like you've just got eczema.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a skin condition. Psoriasis, yeah.
The Man Tool is the first brush designed to give guys a classy and comfortable solution. We believe a man can scratch and still be a gentleman with the proper tool.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I hate this. Get three, though.
The ideal men's gift for the guy who thinks he has everything.
Get, like, some moisturizer.
God, yes. This looks... Stop the insanity.
Are we saying it's minging now?
I mean, this is £91 now, is the Man Tool.
That's insane. What are the reviews like? Does it have any reviews?
What's quite good about that is the brush on it is curved.
Yeah.
To perfectly like follow the contour of the scrotum. It is like, there's a bit of design that's gone into that.
Yeah.
But so it's like a little reach around.
Well, it's just like you're not pressing down some bits of the ball more than the other. It's going to give it a full brush in.
An even brush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's a tool fit for purpose.
Obviously, these people as well are obviously struggling to show photos of it.
Oh, God.
Because you can't. So they've got...
I would say kiwi.
So they've got a man...
kiwi fruit's brushing, perfect.
Yeah, kiwi fruit's good. There's a man brushing just the outside of his trousers. I don't know what message that is given. But then there's also a picture of it just slight... It's just holding two crystal balls in its thing, which again, I think is confusing.
I know we don't do custom artwork for the podcast, but if we did, two crystal balls getting combed while they hover in the air.
£91, that is.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much for me. I don't know why I think that's Mingin, but his comment is fair play. I don't know why. Maybe it was the way that email was written. It was very polite and well put together.
He's just doing his own thing in his own house with his own brush.
He's just doing it.
The other thing, though, is they've got this... As I like, they've got it. The next picture down is a picture of it in a stocking, like it's a stocking filler. Wow. Stocking filler for 91 quid.
Yeah, novelty item.
Do you want to open that for your family? Ball scratcher. Oh, thanks, Mum. Yeah.
You've got notoriously itchy balls.
Yeah.
Also, if I opened that in front of my parents, I wouldn't know what it is. So I'd have to go, I'd have to look up what this is. Oh, it's actually for scratching my balls, Mum.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
4 hours later, watching Bond going with a chocolate orange in hand and a Bucks Fizz.
You'd be like, I'm going to...
Best Christmas day ever, this.
Peeling the foil off a chocolate orange with it.
Multiple uses, and then...
We shouldn't have bought it for you then. You shouldn't have bought it for you then if you don't want me to use it.
Using it to grab bits of turkey.
Oh, got chocolate on it.
I hope it's chocolate.
You could probably get some stuffing out with that, actually.
Excuse me?
Entirely sourced and manufactured in the USA. Kel Surprise, mate.
Of course.
Those fucking sickos.
That makes sense.
There we go. But we're saying this guy's fair play, though.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I won't change my mind.
Thank you very much for making another Shield Up. Very weird. If you want to get in touch with us, you can bit.ly/shieldup, capital S, capital U. See you next week.